Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are in Acts chapter 2, verse 39. We spent the last few days talking about the baptism repentance verse of Acts 2:38. Now, Peter says, "For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call." Let's deal first with what is the promise. Well, contextually, the promise is from verse 33, where Peter said, "Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear." So the promise is the Holy Spirit, but more specifically, I mean, it's not as if the Holy Spirit didn't exist before now, but more specifically, that individuals could have the Holy Spirit living inside of them. This had never been a possibility to mankind. He had had visitations of the Holy Spirit. He had had the Holy Spirit rest upon him. But we don't see a character full of the Holy Spirit other than when John the Baptist and Jesus arrive on the scene. But now, by believing on Jesus, you can receive the Holy Spirit. Change your mind and then be baptized in the authority of Jesus, which is where forgiveness of sins dwells. And when you do, you receive the gift. And that gift is the promise. Peter says that that gift is available to you and to your children and to all who are afar off. In this verse, you are not the you or the children. You are the ones afar off. I'm talking about you and me. He speaks specifically to the Jewish crowd in Jerusalem and says, the promise is to you. And then he says, and to your children, meaning not just their kids, but meaning this is not a one-time event. The Holy Spirit will be available, and it also doesn't mean that it'll end in a generation. It means that the Holy Spirit will be poured out on the families. So it's an ongoing event. The Holy Spirit will be moving through the generations. And then Peter leaves the door open for the possibility that this is not just for Jews. I say Peter leaves the door open for the possibility because when we get to Acts 10 and we see Peter struggling with the idea that Gentiles can receive the Holy Spirit, why does he struggle in chapter 10 if in verse 2 he's convinced it's for everyone? I don't think he's convinced even here that it's necessarily going to be for anyone, but he knows something is different. He knows there's an all-inclusiveness to the Holy Spirit. So he throws in the caveat, to you, your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And he's right. It's up to the Lord who he would call. It was not up to the Jews. It was not up to the lawgivers and the law keepers. It was up to the Spirit of God who would be a recipient. And with many other words, verse 40, he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." And this is an eschatological phrase, because remember, in the early portion of his sermon, he quotes from Joel 2, where there's going to be wonders in heaven, signs in the earth, blood, fire, vapor, smoke, sun turned to dark, moon turned to blood, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord, which is the day of vengeance that Jesus told him about in Luke 21, and it's the day that generation standing there in Matthew 24 would not pass away till they saw coming. And Peter says this is a perverse generation, and the word perverse is better in the Greek as crooked. And so Peter is saying, be saved not from hell, be saved from this generation. What's about to happen to this generation? So the salvation message that Peter will give out first is to the Jew, specifically because it was the Jew who was about to undergo the vengeance of God on the great and terrible day of the Lord, in which Jerusalem would be judged, the old covenant would be completely eradicated. All of these things are beginning to happen, and that's what verse 40 is all about. We'll move on tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.